Welcome to Wells Daily Devotions from whataboutjesus.com.
From Jeremiah chapter 33, verses 15 and 16. In those days, and at that time, I will make a righteous branch sprout from David's line. He will do what is just and right in the land. In those days, Judah will be saved, and Jerusalem will live in safety. This is the name by which it will be called, the Lord, our righteous Savior. Ever hear someone begin a sentence by saying, back in my day? Maybe it was a parent or grandparent reminiscing about experiences in life and how different things are today compared to, well, back in my day. Depending on the situation, life could either have been more difficult or better. And in some ways, life has been made easier. Rapid advancements in technology have transformed how we communicate and made it possible to stay better connected with each other. At the same time, some may argue those very advancements are keeping people from talking face to face with each other. Back in my day, neighbors would just drop by to say hi. Back in my day, kids could play outside all day unsupervised. When the prophet Jeremiah looked back at his days, the memory of his people's past made him wince. They wandered from God. They were unfaithful to him. What a painful memory. Jeremiah knew their only hope of standing before a just and holy God lay not in the past, but in the future. That's why Jeremiah begins today's passage, in those days. He's looking ahead in hope to a future descendant, someone who would sprout from ancient King David's family tree. He would be faithful and save people from their sinful past. Does the memory of your past make you wince? Our only hope of standing before a just and holy God is by looking ahead this Christmas to the branch who sprouted from ancient King David's family tree. He's Jesus. Jesus made right all our past wrongs. Jesus satisfied God's demands. We are saved from our past, and we find our eternal safety in Christ. God's promise has come true. He packaged and delivered it in a baby in a manger. So in these days before Christmas, Jesus gives us something to look back at and be thankful. Because of Jesus, we have a future hope of salvation. We pray, Lord Jesus, thank you for the salvation you have secured for us through your righteousness. Amen.
Thank you for listening. For more devotions, please go online to whataboutjesus.com and click on Daily Devotions. God bless your day.